Let's say that this is God. You know, the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." See, the first thing you have to understand about God is that he loves you, and he has great plans for your life. You see, God is perfect. He's never done anything wrong. Over here, we've got me and you. Well, we're not perfect. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." You see, we've all sinned, and our sin, right here in the middle, well, all those wrong things we've done, they separate us from God. And because of our sin, we deserve to go to hell. But God doesn't want us to go to hell. In fact, Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Where does God want us to go? That's right. He wants us to go to heaven. And that's why he sent Jesus, his only son. You see, Jesus lived a perfect life. And because he was perfect, he could die on the cross for our sin, making a way for us to be forgiven. And then he rose from the dead so that we could go to heaven. And Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, the only real way to have a relationship with God is through Jesus. So the question is, have you ever given your life to Jesus? If you haven't, and you'd like to give your life to him, the Bible says this is what you've got to do. In Romans 10:9, it says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved." It goes on to say in Romans 10:13 that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Confessing that Jesus is Lord means you're trusting him to be your Savior, asking him to forgive you for your sin. Believing in him means you put your faith in him that he is God's son and that he died and he rose from the dead to make a way for you to go to heaven. If you're ready, if you really want to give your life to him, then say something like this to God: "Jesus, I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done. Please forgive me. I give you my life. Thank you for forgiving me. Amen." If you prayed something like that or exactly that, and you truly wanted Jesus to be the Lord of your life, you just made the best decision you'll ever make.